It's June. Many of us are going to be attending weddings. That's going to cost us a little money for traveling and for gifts. And then if you have the honor of being in the wedding party, it'll cost more. Shoes, accessories, maybe that lime green taffeta dress you'll never wear again. So, how much is too much to spend on someone else's wedding? Michelle Singletary is our guest for Questions of Personal Finance. Michelle, welcome back. And do you know, on average, what are people in wedding parties, that if you're a part of the wedding party, what's the average amount people are spending these days?
If it's a local wedding, you don't have to travel. It could be a couple $100s. For bridesmaids, for example, anywhere from $200 to $400 when you count in the dress and shoes, accessories, and so forth. If you are traveling to a wedding and you're in the wedding, you can end up paying several $1,000s when you count in the amount it costs to travel, transportation, hotel, and so forth.
And is there an average figure for guests? I guess I'm thinking of wedding gifts, that kind of thing, and maybe what you spend for your own attire.
Right. Well, you know, whenever someone's invited to a wedding, they feel like they have to get an outfit. So, you know, still a couple $100s when you count in the gift. Anywhere from $50 to $100, I think, is the average amount that people usually spend for a wedding gift. If you're a guest and you need to travel out of the local area to a wedding, we're talking several $1,000s.
Because people now, they're having these destination weddings where you go to a special place, and maybe it's an island or a resort somewhere. And so it's a big event that takes place there.
That's right. And particularly if it's a close family member, you want to be there. We're talking $2,000, $3,000, sometimes $4,000 when all told to get to that wedding.
If you go to a special destination wedding, this is a real cheapskate question, do you still need to buy a gift? Of course you do, I suppose.
Well, if you're me. You know, hopefully the couple will communicate to guests that a gift is not necessary if you're traveling and spending that kind of money.
There must be people who look at their budgets and their friends' wedding plans and say, I just can't do that. I just can't do it. I don't have the money. So what do you do in that situation?
You send your regrets. Listen, you know, I had a relative who's having a wedding at some island or something. He says, you know, true friends would pay to go. Well, you know what? A true friend will do what they can afford. And if they don't understand that is the couple, then too bad on them. Shame on them. If you cannot afford to go, then you send a nice note saying, I would love to be at this wedding. I can't afford to go. I will send you a gift when you get back home. Don't go broke. Don't charge it on your credit card if you don't have the cash for it. I don't care if it's your cousin Peaches or, you know, the buddy you grew up with in college. And I think couples need to recognize this. When you're planning a wedding, think about your relatives and friends and their economic situation.
And maybe what you can do as a couple to reduce the costs of the wedding in some way?
That's right. If you are intent on having your wedding in Jamaica, you know, try to negotiate with a hotel to bring down the rates for your wedding party. You know, limit the number of activities that your guests have to go to pay. You know, you go to some of these weddings, it's like a week-long affair. You know, it's dinners and you're expected to pony up for, you know, the dinner that you're having. That's how the costs start to increase. So if you're the couple planning it, keep that in mind. Particularly if you're in a family where you know lots of people have jobs where they can't afford it.
Michelle Singletary, our regular guest for Discussions of Personal Finance. And her latest book is Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich and Get Married Too. Eh, Michelle? Thank you so much.
That's right. Well, you know, a marriage license is only $25. You know?
If you have personal finance questions for Michelle, we'd love to see them. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us button. And remember to put Michelle in the subject line. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.